This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Stories up on InfoWars.com. Run for the White House. Matt Drudge, he's rising Dem superstar in veto. So those people the Dems have been waiting for. Yeah, he's got that fake waspish blue blood kind of retard talk and look. I mean, he's another piece of crap. So he's perfect. And I'm not putting down mentally retarded children. I mean, there's something about blue bloods, and they're always like, can hardly talk, and they're real neurotic, and they're real stupid, and they always have like ferret teeth, and you know, that's what the establishment likes. They're just soulless turd bags. And, oh, you guys see, I'm ranting. I'm so sick of hearing about Beto. I live in Austin. There's just Beto signs. I heard people are sticking Beto the pedo stickers on them, or Beto the gun confiscator. You know, people get stickers, they make it wherever, and they stick them on there. Because I'm really sick of this guy. He wants total open borders to ban people's guns. My God. And it's just they're worshiping him like it's the second coming of a colostomy bag or something. I just don't know. Luke, what's your prediction for Hillary?
Well, you see, she sold her soul. She's gone, right? And she failed. And so now they're going to roll her out. Oh, no, you're not going to just get to retire in your little home you bought with all the sellout Chi-Com money. You're going to roll out on your little wheelchair, and you're going to lose because that's what they're going to try to do to try to get this like little foment. Oh, unify the Democratic Party against defeating the crooked Hillary. And that's what they're going to try to do to win the election. They know it's their only chance. They're going to sacrifice her.
Well, there's a photo of her, you know, literally coming off of her black vehicle, her black ambulance with the wheelchair. I mean, it is a fact that this, and again, they said it was a conspiracy theory that she has health problems. And they just lied to us like it's FDR. I mean, that's all they do. They have nothing but disdain for people.
That's right.
God bless you, Luke. Good to hear from you.
Thanks.
And we got a ton of callers here that are awesome. Who's been holding the longest here? Let's talk to Paul in North Carolina. He says he's a combat vet. Don't wear red at the polls. Left will attack you. I have no doubt, but don't let them stop you from going to the polls. But absolutely get in there and get it done. What have you heard or what are you thinking, Paul?
Hey, Alex. I'm a longtime fan. Love all your products.
Thank you.
And I just love your toothpaste, the Super Silver, Rainforest X2. I'm a repeat offender, if you want to look at it that way.
Well, God bless you, brother. Without you, we wouldn't be here, and that's the truth.
I love you.
I love you. That's why it's obscene when people thank me. Thank me? I'm as happy as a pig, and you know what, fighting the globalists. This is what we're supposed to do.
We pray for you every single day in my house. Every single day.
Well, those prayers have been coming through.
And the whole InfoWars crew as well.
Thank you.
But what I'm thinking about is I keep seeing on social media that there's this constant encouragement for people to wear red. Wear red. Okay? And this is starting to trouble me a little bit.
I get it. You're saying we're wearing a uniform and they're getting ready to launch an offensive. Why would you wear something identifying for them to kill you?
Well, I mean, red is really easy to see in the peripheral, you know, with a scope. And I'm thinking about these idiot, moron, lunatic, mental patients. You know, because they already know that they're going to...
No, I agree. If they start a violent shooting war, you want to go wear an Antifa outfit and get in the middle of them and, you know, bake them a cake.
Well, I'm saying, like, at the voting, you know, where we're voting, you know, a large crowd of people wearing red, okay, is an easy target. I mean, and if they're up on a, you know, a rooftop or in a, you know, a third floor, you know, window or or something like that. You know, what's, and a lot of people stay on online. Well, I'll take my 45 with me.
Hold on, stay right there. I'm going to come back to you.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Is water with the blood of patriots and tyrants, and I think you have to be as wise as a serpent, as peaceful as a dove, but walk softly and carry a big stick. Alex Jones here, back live. Going right back to your phone calls. Really great calls today. If you're in red state areas, it's great to wear Trump hats and everything to have solidarity to promote free speech. And in targeted times, it only areas like San Francisco or downtown Austin when you get yelled at or screamed at wearing one. And it's good to exercise it like Kanye's doing, just to promote free speech and say, I'm not a slave. I don't mean that because he's black. I mean, for all of us, we're not slaves of these people. Tell us what we can and can't say. That's so fundamental. It's their desperation that's made them show their true authoritarianism. But, yeah, I think statistically you're not going to have an issue, but still, if you're the place where the Dems blow something up or shoot people, it won't matter. You'll be dead. That, yeah, there's no point in me, unless I'm videotaping it to show how violent they are, to go out and look for trouble. So sometimes if I want to go out to eat with my kids or something, I'll wear like a cap or something. And a big crowd of people, I won't even talk too much. Because a lot of it's I've just got to get somewhere and fans will come over. And they're great, but I've got to get where I'm going. So I got to shake everybody's hand, which I love doing. It's just that I've got to get somewhere. I think everybody identifying wearing red is like a uniform. So it is very good to get the word out, but you have to know that when you're doing that, you're doing it for a specific reason, especially if it says Trump Pence 2020. We sell those shirts. It's like choose your own adventure. Wear a Molon Labe shirt that the Antifa methods aren't going to know what that means. They're just getting a paycheck from Soros, but they will know what a Make America Great Again is, and they have no real power themselves, so they're cowards. You'll be sitting there at a cafe when they hit you in the back of the head with a bike lock or a chair and then run off. And so, yeah, I would not turn my back, and I would not be in I would not take my children out wearing a Make America Great Again hat in any big city in America, because they got a lot of brainwashed weirdos that will attack you. So it's like putting on a battle uniform, basically, or even a dress uniform, and going out and doing it with a bunch of meth head devil worshippers around. So if you do it, you got to be ready. What's your take on that, Paul?
Well, what I was thinking is when we go to the voting, it doesn't matter where you are to go vote, to be invisible. Okay? Vote red, but be invisible. All right, because I think that they know that they're going to get the butt kicked. I believe that they know that they're going to get the butt kicked. And so what are they going to do? You're always asking that, Alex. What are they going to do next? Okay, and I'm thinking if they see a whole bunch of people that are proud, and I can understand pride, you know, I'm not.
You're saying it might trigger them, like anybody trying to have a Trump demonstration. In America, Antifa shows up. Well, not everywhere now, because I heard some of them fell down and hit their heads. But Wow, imagine that. But you also know there's other forces involved here. You know, Antifa is a little bird told me, is getting followed back to their houses when they beat up women and children now. I heard like a week or two later, they fall down the stairs, Paul.
Yeah, and a bunch of witnesses see it, and yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. You just fall down the steps. I know all about that. But you're the one that keeps that asking us, Alex. You know, what are they going to do next? And I'm thinking that if a lot of people that are proud of, you know, who they're voting for and what side they're on and everything like that, I can understand the pride, right? But if they're in a big crowd like that, that some mental patient on the left.
Oh, I totally agree. You heard about this leftist who confessed to the 200-pound bomb that was going to blow up the mall, right?
Or just like Las Vegas, the Las Vegas shooting, okay? I mean, how far away was that shooter from that crowd of people, right? And just imagine like a bunch of people dressed in red.
Paul, great point. People should think about it. Thank you so much. Let's talk to Mike in Texas. Mike, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. I would like to say, you know, degenerate, psychopathic, scrofulous, control freak. It's a good way to describe these people. You know, I remember back when you sat in front of a curtain with the headphones on your head. I remember back when you predicted 9/11. I've been around listening to that long. And you asked earlier, you know, 10 segments ago, great. And, man, I mean, you remember because you were a day member. I cannot believe how far we couldn't exaggerate. You wouldn't even have exaggerated this far then. It's crazy. I urge everybody who's listening right now, don't just listen to Alex. Go on YouTube and watch Kanye talk in the Oval Office yesterday because it really had a big impact on me. I was supporting him already, but man, you got to hear him, and you're going to understand. I wanted to touch on that. One more thing I wanted to ask Alex, brother, is I have been searching around, and I've heard you touch on it, but you didn't get into it too much. You talked about how you're getting out of the iPhone, you're going back to PCs. I did the same thing years ago and went to Mac just because of the programs, the infrastructure, it made sense. You know, but I'm on my Tricom spy device right now talking to you, and I want out. And I would like to put together some kind of a info sheet or just get somebody, break it down, and say, okay, here is a good path. We know that all of the paths.
Well, no, I agree. We should look at companies that have smartphones that aren't owned by the evil Chinese communists, that aren't putting spy chips on them, and they're all platforms of Trojan horses. It's just Apple's the worst by leagues, by light years. I mean, they are consciously calling for censorship, waging war against America, putting spy chips in, Chinese government run, giving the iCloud keys to the government. And but it's okay because, you know, Tim Cook prances around going, I mean, it's so ridiculous. And so, yeah, no, I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer. I was always a PC guy. Then, like 19 years ago, we moved over to Mac because they had good, cheaper video editing processing. And then, you know, there were more bugs in PC, so I kind of liked the Mac level at that point. But this is not the company Steve Jobs started. Steve Jobs wouldn't let his kids have iPads. Now everybody's got them. And so you're absolutely right. God bless you, Mike. Good to hear from you. Yeah, I know. It's here. It's going on. Let's go ahead and get another caller in here. Let's talk to... Talk to Jason in New Mexico. Let's talk Trump, Kanye meeting, and Larry Hoover. Go ahead.
Thank you very much for taking my call, sir. I'm going to get right to it. Kanye tipped the scale by mentioning Larry Hoover. And the things that the Democrats hate the most is an empowered black man. And you can look at the history and look at Malcolm X. He didn't get killed till he started going against the Democratic Party and started speaking to black people about waking up.
Yeah, he said the Democratic Party's worse, and they're the ones of slavery. He said the Republicans aren't perfect, but listen, the Democrats are the ones that are domesticating you to control you. And then when he stopped doing the whole race thing where all whites are evil, that's when they killed him.
Exactly. And so the same deal with Larry Hoover. When Kanye mentioned Larry Hoover, which is the founder of the Black Gangster Disciples, but he changed his life and started the growth and development curriculum. This basically would overnight instantly gain that urban support if Trump was to pardon him or commence his sentence, because what Larry Hoover was doing was actually starting to reform and reshape Chicago. And if you look at the state of what Chicago is in now, they couldn't have him get political, and they only gave him the 6 life sentences because I believe he started to get political, empower his community, let him know that we need to have the factories, the jobs, everything that would empower young men to stay in the houses, everything that, Kanye said in the Oval Office. But that's why they hate him. That's why they want to get rid of Kanye now, because they're like, oh, he's a Negroes can't read. No, he knows his history, and his story is saying, look at all strong black men that come and talk out against the Democratic Party. They're no longer around.
Oh, you're right. And the Democratic Party thinks they own everybody, but they really get territorial about black people and black men. Like Hillary saying, black men are predators, and we need to keep them to heal like a dog. God bless you, Jason. There's an awakening worldwide. It's huge. I'm sorry to all the other callers. So we got these clips coming up from last night that were powerful. And so that's going to happen. And then the war room's coming up. Thank you all for your support and your prayers. I'm humbled. I appreciate you all. Without your financial support, we will be shut down. But you've been coming through. These big specials have got to end soon as we're selling out of so many products. Biggest sell ever, InfoWarsStore.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You were there breathing this guy's nauseous breath right in your face. I commend you when he's grabbing you for not smacking him upside the head. This is incredible.
Well, if anyone knows anything about me, it's that I carry a firearm everywhere I go. And I don't think that man, because he's so old and crazy, even knew about me, but there were other women there who did. One actually got in my face and said she was going to punch me, and I just kindly and calmly reminded her who I am and that I do carry a firearm, and boy, does she turn around after that. So, you know, they should be out there talking about women's right to self-defense. If anything, they want to call themselves feminists. But instead, they, you know, prop up people who want to threaten conservatives. And I just don't know.
Well, we commend you, but I've got to ask this question. You've traveled all the country now, like Millie Weaver and other great reporters have. We don't have to cherry pick. Owen would do like 3-4 hour long, still does, Facebooks and YouTubes. And they get millions of views, and it's like one person after the next act like gibbering mental patients. And we're not, like, feeling powerful that they released the state hospital. But, I mean, you go to a Democrat event, I don't care what color they are, they look like they got beat with a mentally ill stick, and they're just drooling. They're racist. You'll see white people call black cops the N-word, and then the media defense. I mean, it's like a license to act like animals. I don't know what's going on. Owen?
Well, it is mentally ill people, and there's a lot of reasons how they've reached that point. But they've now been hit with the messaging and hit with the propaganda at the right time to activate them. And it's all about justification. I mean, Alex, let's be real. If you really believed there was a Nazi KKK member as the United States president, if you really believe there was a serial gang rapist on the Supreme Court, maybe you do have a little justification to want to do something.
But it's beyond that. It's like it's the justification. Like, they're being screwed by the globalists, but they're in love with running around and freaking. And they're all here's what it is. That guy's obviously on oxygen. A lot of people are. I feel sorry for him. He's on disability. They're all on welfare. Like it's what Mitt Romney said was true. 47.9% don't work. They're being manipulated. A big, rich, free market can take care of them. But like Venezuela, no one gets any welfare now. But they don't get that. So the truth is they're just pissed and think the workers aren't going to give them free stuff. So they're just out there to intimidate you and say, I'm going to rape your ass, woman, if you don't give me my goddamn money. Excuse me for saying that, but go ahead, Caitlin Bennett.
So, Owen, and you guys were talking about them being mentally ill, and they look like they just came out of a mental health facility. I actually talked to one woman who held up a sign that said the GOP hates women, and I just asked a very objective question. I said, what do you think about the women who do vote for Trump and who do align with the right-wing ideology? And she said that she feels the only reason women ever align to the right wing is because they have experienced trauma in their life that has left them with PTSD and some type of mental health defect. And I'll release that video as soon as it's edited and we find it.
It is literally the holy team of men and women together that have built the world. That men and women together is the power. Go ahead. Talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, we have women's marches. We can see it right now. Women's marches are going around, and they just chant at everything. They can't come together and actually build something. All they do is brainwash people. But men and women coming together, we have those family values, the traditional values that sustain a family and have the working class and everything. And it's just,
Well, of course, the globalists want to get in the middle of men and women. That's the species. That's the power.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm happy with.
Well, tell us about your political process. I mean, get into it. You never do this on air. Get into your family, your process, you know, where you grew up, what got you politically involved with hundreds of millions of views now, just the last 6 months. I mean, you've exploded out there, and you're an example to other women and men. I mean, tell us about yourself.
So in high school, I started to kind of understand more of the political ideology that was around me. I had an English teacher who was so left-wing. She had a Hillary Clinton bobblehead on her desk, and I just kind of was like, would it be okay if someone had, like, a Reagan bobblehead on their desk? And she tried to push a lot of her socialist ideology onto the class, and I would always be that person that would say no. I actually wrote a paper against teacher unions to her, and I when I turned it in, I said, please don't grade it badly just because I disagree with you. She ended up being one of the best teachers I had, and she helped me more understand my viewpoint because I could disagree with her and I could listen to the other side. I had to. She was in my class. But going through college, when I went to Kent State, that was the first time I really experienced the indoctrination. It wasn't really bad in high school, but when I got here, one of the first things I witnessed was a Black Lives Matter protest on campus trying to shut down the Black Squirrel Festival that Kent has every year. And I was freaking out. I was like, oh my gosh, this is a culture shock. Like, I live in the middle of nowhere in Zanesville, and I see this stuff.
And like, your Skype's breaking up, but they're like saying that a black, saying black squirrel is racist?
No, they just wanted to like shut it down. They wanted to block everybody.
Sure, because I saw the university that said that it was Lynch Hall, which is an Irish name, but Lynch could be associated with lynching someone. So they changed the name because the word Lynch was scary. So you, same thing with me. I witnessed going to college a few years that was all worthless disinfo. I already had a sales job, was successful. And all it was America bashing, no matter what the class was. And I was like, God, this is authoritarianism.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. When I was in my architecture class, he was going on about how women should be pro-abortion and pro-choice. And he was going on about how gay he was. And I'm like, dude, no one cares that you're gay, but we want to learn about the Taj Mahal so we can pass our exam.
Yeah, why is a gay dude like, kill your baby? It's really sexy because David Rockefeller said
After I dealt with that, I realized there were no conservatives on campus standing up for themselves. So I just said, okay, I'll be that person then. And I was so shy. I did not like putting myself out there, but I just got so sick of seeing all of this indoctrination happening on campuses. And I could not freely express my opinion without someone in my class just talking down to me or even the professors. So the very first thing I did was take a Trump flag out to one of the very many protests that the leftists on Kent State campus did. And I just stood there and I stated my voice and I marched with them around campus. And then I ended up in student conduct because they wanted to expel me for my Trump flag. And that made me mad.
Caitlin Bennett, you are amazing. God bless you. We really appreciate you. The articles on Infowars.com and Newswars.com, LibertyHangout.org. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank you.
You know, it's great to have new, young firebrands
like
Caitlin Bennett coming up. And you know what the crazy thing, Alex, is someone like me, and I think Caitlin is the same way, when I was in college, I wasn't necessarily politically inclined. But then once you get politically inclined and you just have conservative values, you don't think like, oh, this means I'm going to get death threats. Oh, people are going to hate me now. And then you do it and you get it and it's just like, whoa.
But then you know you've got to do it more because they're lying and stealing your identity.
Well, that's how I am. That just made me fight harder. I mean...
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsStore.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, so let's go to the CNN edited piece where it makes no sense. This is, and they put a similar clip out nationwide of literally from like 10 minutes of the thing, mixing things together to make Kanye sound crazy, and then we're going to roll what he actually said. So let's roll the edited piece.
I think it's the bravery that helps you beat this game called life. You know, they tried to scare me to not wear this hat, my own friends. But this hat, it gives me power in a way. You know, my dad and my mom separated, so I didn't have a lot of male energy in my home. And also, I'm married to a family that, not a lot of male energy going on. It's beautiful, though. But there's times where, you know, it's something about, you know, I love Hillary. I love everyone, right? But the campaign, I'm with her, just didn't make me feel as a guy that didn't get to see my dad all the time, like a guy that could play catch with his son. It was something about when I put this hat on, it made me feel like Superman. You made a Superman. That's my favorite superhero.
So they edited it all together so you don't quite get what he's saying, but now he's going to really get to what's being talked about here, about how they want to take chiefs. They want to take role models away from men and women, and because they know women, once men are gone, will comply and become under the state. So let's go ahead now and start the real clip of what Kanye talks about, unedited here, 21 minutes long. Here it is.
And we've made a lot of progress. So sorry, but hey, look, that's one of many things. But I appreciate everything with you. I tell you what, Kim was in. Mrs. Johnson, we got her out. She was very unfairly treated. And there are many other people like that.
Larry Hoover's lawyer with us today. And it's a prisoner that we're focused on. He has 6 life sentences, and they have him next to the Unabomber doing 23 and 1.
What did he do, Larry?
I'm still there, right?
Was he in?
Yes, tell me. Tell us.
Allegedly, it's for a conspiracy from prison, from state prison. That's alleged. But we do believe, even if he did commit those crimes, the sentence was overly broad.
By the way, everything Trump's doing is about taking people that are nonviolent, whether it be white or black, getting them out of prison.
Also known as clean version.
Which the Clintons got the law passed in 94 to give blacks longer sentences than whites.
And people tried to petition Obama for this. He did nothing.
And I'm not against this video, but the one I sent from RT was better. You can hear it all. Can you, everybody hear this?
How old is he?
68.
He's 68 years old?
And really, the reason why they imprisoned him is because he started doing positive for the community. He started showing that he actually had power, that he wasn't just one of a monolithic voice, but he could wrap people around. So there's theories that there's infinite amounts of universe and there's alternate universe.
They fear so you. Very important. Each soul's a universe.
This is to Hoover out because in an alternate
him, the
universe,
level.
I am him.
Each soul's a universe. They want you to go with what they're saying instead of being your own individual free will.
Chicago, just like how I'm moving back.
He's literally giving you the key. What Kanye just said is
being an entertainer, having a monolithic voice that's forced to be a
monolithic. Keep it going.
You know, people expect that if you're black, you have to be Democrat. I have I've had conversations that basically said that welfare is the reason why a lot of black people end up being Democrat. They say, you know, first of all, it's a limit to amount of jobs. So the fathers lose the jobs, and they say, we'll give you more money for having more kids in your home.
This is total
and then
revolution.
We got rid of the mental health institution in the 80s and 90s, and the prison rates just shot up. And now you have Chirac, what people call Chirac, which actually our murder rate is going down by 20%.
You're a victim. Yeah, you're victimizing.
The superintendent met with Michael Sachs. That's Ron.
Well, it's so common sense, you wonder if people can even comprehend it. It's like the reason why we need 3 million people on welfare is because we don't have 3 million jobs because we shipped them to China.
To not wear this hat, my own friends. But this hat, it gives me power in a way. You know, my dad and my mom separated, so I didn't have a lot of male energy in my home. And also, I'm married to a family that, not a lot of male energy going on. It's
like when we're on air.
Though. But there's times where, you know, it's something about, you know, I love Hillary. I love everyone, right? But the campaign, I'm with her, just didn't make me feel as a guy that didn't get to see my dad all the time, like a guy that could play catch with his son.
Women,
there was something about when I put this hat on, it made me feel like Superman. You made a Superman. That's my favorite superhero. And you made a Superman cape for me. Also, as a guy that looks up to you, looks up to Ralph Lauren, looks up to American industry guys, non-political, no bullshit.
put the beep on it, however you want to do it, 5 seconds delay, and just goes in and gets it done. Right now, you gave me the heart to go to Adidas, because at Adidas, when
even
I went
Adidas
in 2015,
I loved how he said that.
He's $2 billion a year. Yeah, because he's now, you're dumb. He's talking fast because he's smart. You didn't make $5 billion. You're in
effect. And I went to Casper. We had a meeting in Chicago, and I said, you have to bring manufacturing onshore, not even shore, into the core. It's not about the borders. The core of Adidas, and Chicago is the core of Middle America. We have to make Middle America strong. So I had the balls, because I had enough balls
Kanye to run
the
past. I mean,
this Adidas thing made me a billionaire, and I could have lost $200 million walking away from that deal. But even with that, I knew it was more important for me to take the chance of walking away from that deal than to have no fathers in Chicago with no home. And when we do have prison restoration, for no, because it's
Superman. And he realizes that there's only one man who can help him make that happen, and that's President Donald Trump.
And he's saying, empower my people, get them out of prison, build factories to the black community, help stop this garbage. And they say he's a dumb Negro, because they want to keep everybody poor on that damn plantation.
And that we provide a transition with mental health and the American education curriculum that Jim has worked on. Larry Hoover also has a curriculum that he's worked on. We have Montessori curriculums that we worked on.
Trump
WeWork has a beautiful curriculum.
The Waldorf establishment
has a curriculum. We have meditation. There's a lot of things affecting our mental health that makes us do crazy things that puts us back into that trap door called the 13th Amendment. I did say abolish with the hat on, because
by the way,
why would you keep
something
around that's a trap door?
Because
you're building a floor. The Constitution is the base of our industry, right, of our country, of our company. Would you build a trap door that if you mess up and you accidentally something happens, you fall and you
if
end
you're
up
black,
into the
you get three times longer in prison.
Up,
I don't
you
got to
remove all that trap door out
of
the
Democrat policy.
The four gentlemen that wrote the 13th
Amendment and Hillary Clinton
and
wrote
the way
the
universe works is perfect. We don't have 13 floors, do we? You know, so the four gentlemen that wrote the 13th Amendment didn't look like the people they were amending. Also, at that point, it was illegal for blacks to read, or African Americans to read. And so that meant if
by
you read the amendment, you get locked up.
Well, that spirit flows. Like when I talk
again,
to him,
so what I think later, is we don't need sentences.
You mind know Trump, and he knows
we need to
he
talk
knows
to people.
It's dumb.
I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder.
I'm so scared.
I was connected with a neuropsychologist that works with the athletes in the NBA and the NFL, and he looked at my brain. It's equal on three parts. I'm going to go ahead drop some bombs for you. 98th percentile IQ test. I had a 75 percentile of all human beings, but it was counting eight numbers backwards. Author is repeating, so I'm going to work on that one. The other one's 98%, Tesla, Freud, you know, so...
Yeah, Kanye was a genius.
Said,
and the blacks are calling him a retard
bipolar,
because he's a genius.
I had sleep deprivation, which could cause dementia.
No, get on the plantation, Kanye.
Years.
Put your shackles on, Kanye.
My son's name. So all this power that I get, and I'm taking my son to the Sox game and all that, I wouldn't be able to remember his name from a missed
He's exhausted. He's supporting Trump. They grab him from
the pharmaceutical.
All these parasites
and
live
make
on
more money. That's
they all live
I've
on
never
him.
Never stepped into a situation where I didn't make people more money. So we can empower pharmaceuticals.
Exactly.
We can
He's
empower
saying,
our
listen,
industry.
I'm
we can
the leader.
Our
I build it.
We can bring
I build,
not only
I build it.
On shore,
I, the free,
we can bring
the tree's free. I'm building it, bitch.
Minnesota, 53,000.
Yeah, Foxconn, the slave factories. No, bring them here. Make them good.
People making $53,000 a year. And one of the things we got to say is Ford to have...
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on a farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If he don't look good, we don't look good.
The thing is, Kanye is on fire for humanity.
He has to be the freshest, the flyest, the flyest planes, the best factory.
And building them, and the guy that wanted to blow up the mall, he said, I don't like the Renaissance.
Because
which in the scene, they don't like this. You think they like seeing this right here? All I do is feel good seeing that.
Country.
The average man that's like, oh, I don't like it. It makes me feel bad.
Stockholm Syndrome.
Factory ever, the prison system.
This is freaking genius.
I'll tell you what, that was pretty impressive.
Yeah.
You know, I hate to say this, Jim. Do you want to say something?
Yeah, exactly. How do you follow that? And they said Trump didn't like it. And then Trump was blown away.
If he doesn't look good, we don't look good.
Yeah. Great, right?
That's right.
Isn't that a great statement?
Yes, it is.
It's so true.
Makes a lot of sense.
As a country.
And think Jim Brown and Trump are synced. They've been friends for 30 years.
Jim Brown impressed people.
They're synced up.
He was impressive.
Jim Brown is a badass.
Jim Brown knows Trump well, loves everybody. You think he's a Trump? And that's why.
You think Jim Brown's going to be intimidated? The guy used to run over people, on a, like literally run them over.
That was quite something.
That guy's not intimidated by anything.
So,
he just said that.
Can I just ask a quick question now?
He dies. He should prove it. Fred Ross, Maverick Bone, his body broken. Realize that this is where God is. He's coming together. And they're not going to stand in the way of this. And that's why they hate us. That's why they say this is satanic.
Care about
this means interdimensional victory. This is the symbol of the
when
future.
I was very emotional, and I was programmed to think from a
this
victimized mentality.
This literally means okay in sign language.
The real symbolism
blacks and
is like
African
American.
We really get caught
at
up
infinity
in the
is
idea
like a dimensional game.
Over
that's
the
infinity.
Idea of industry.
This, why we love
people
this
don't
is
have land. They settle.
You're living
land.
Forever. We're together. We everything's okay. Don't matter. Mama died last
Obama
week. She's in heaven.
We want a.
We're in the infinity.
We want land because we have
scared of that.
To actually have our own land and have ownership of our own blocks. So when you don't have ownership, then it's all about how something works.
Same deal. Make you wealthy. Own your own city. Be successful.
About the core.
Boom.
We focus more.
And the amazing thing he said there was, he's saying that people buy into the propaganda of making sure they have the coolest brand, like Nike, instead of, I'm going to invest in myself and buy a home and buy land. No, I'm going to invest in a brand so I can be cool and accepted.
And we have to.
And the whole whore media says, Kanye's crazy. None of it makes sense. He made billions on his own, and he's an idiot. But Don Lemon, that can't even wipe his own ass, he's a genius, calling black people that are successful.
We have to take a responsibility for
dumb Negroes. Let's finish up.
We kill each other more than police officers. And that's not saying that the police officer is not an issue because.
Exactly. It's not saying bad cops are. We need to stop killing each other.
But
he's trying to fix
this. Placement of law enforcement. They need to be law powers. Force versus power.
Dude,
you have to force
down
people to do that. So a lot of times the police officer is sitting there. They're being forced to do this and forced to do that block. And then they force somebody into something and force something. We have to release the love throughout the entire country and give opportunity.
And look how
a lot of times it's just the overall lack of reparations.
I mean, literally, this
at
is
any
victory.
Given point, we say, oh, this is racist, this is racist, this is racist, this is racist. So we don't have the reparations, but we have the 13th Amendment. We got to open up the whole conversation. So, and that's a move. One of the moves that I love that liberals tried to do, the liberal would try to control a black person through the concept of racism because they know that we are very proud, emotional people. So when I said I like Trump to like someone that's liberal, they'll say, oh, but he's racist. You think racism can control me?
You know, all I'm doing is
that don't stop me. That's an invisible
woman. You know, Kanye almost came to the studio. That wasn't true.
I answered your question.
Because you add us together, it's like a nuclear reaction.
You are tasting
it'd be the next, Rogan podcast, etc.
You better play 4D chess with me like
I'm going to call
you for it. Because it ain't that simple.
I'll try to
Mr. President.
Imagine Alex Jones, Farrakhan, and Kanye West.
One time, so I would like to know what you'd like to ask President Trump to do for Chicago. You're here to talk about
it. No, it's like Trump says he'll meet with anybody.
The thing
he should meet with Farrakhan.
That the head of the police and Mike Sachs met with me last night to show
how
we feel that stop and frisk
and Farrakhan says
does not help the relationship.
Things that are wrong, you said things are wrong.
And everyone that knew I was coming here said, ask about stop and frisk. That's the number one thing that we're having this conversation about. Another thing is opening up industries, and we've got to get some tax breaks we're making we got a speed factory in Atlanta, but the show
don't do affirmative action.
Costing us too
I would
much
back
to make
tax breaks for black
we need
people.
Some prototypes here.
But you go out and do a business. It's not like you get some money because you're
can't
black or
beat us
whatever.
And Vietnam can't beat us.
No. But because things were done wrong, you talk about reparations. How about
in Vietnam? So we're
to be able to what's the Jewish term?
My hometown.
Forgive taxes
and 2.7 million to 9 million surrounding suburbs where we can create some taxes. I think it would be cool for them to be
guys, Google or search
he's a master of industry.
Do
he's a builder. And I think it would be cool to have
the
ideation centers, which would be a mix of
system of forgiving debt every
that
decade
empowers
or so.
People and gives them modern information. Like sometimes people say, this kid has ADD, this kid has ADD. You don't have ADD, school is boring. It was boring. It's not as exciting as this. We have to make it
more
exciting.
What is the biblical principle of forgiving debts?
You play basketball while you're doing math.
What is the biblical principle of forgiving debts?
While you meditate in the morning. We have to instate mental health and art programs back into the city. So those are, and also Larry Hoover is an example of a man that was turning his life around.
Watching.
As soon as he tried
Kanye
to turn
West
his life around, they hit him with
fire.
Six life sentences. So I believe he's, you say don't tear down
see,
the
somebody
statue.
That's really dialed
Larry
in
Hoover
is,
like is a living statue. He's a beacon
like a
for us.
I think it's the year of Jubilee.
Let's get black. Million percent. Own the block. Let's get black. Tax exempt. Everybody would invest in those companies. They'd be tax exempt. The richest people in America be black.
I'm ready. You've already given the globalists and the big banks tax exemption. Give it to black people. I want reparations right now. I want a bill. 10 years. Black people, if you're 10% African, you don't pay taxes. Put that up your ass, Democrats. Excuse me, I'm on one. I'm serious. And then you imagine all that will happen?
This is the.
It's not about Democrats handing out, well, we'll get the taxes and give you a little bit of money. They're going to keep the money. No. Okay. You're African. You've been here for a couple generations. And maybe just got here this year on H1N, you know, visa from Nigeria. But you've lived here. You can prove your family. We're slaves. You get 10 years. Forget it. 40 acres and a mule. I believe in this. Oh, my God. You get 10 years of tax exemption. Everyone would invest in a company that black people own. Because just be 40% become it would literally, I'd love to see rich black people everywhere. I'd love to go into a steakhouse and half of the people are black eating big old juicy steaks. God, oh my, that is an amazing run. Let me tell you, I want, I'm going to tell you, black people, the left wants to sell blacks to get this free deal, they'll never give it to them. If someone is at least half African and can prove they've been here for over 100 years, 50 years, or 50 years, or 70 years, if you have African blood and have been a citizen, tax exemption 10 years. Oh my God.
Because we need to focus on
can you imagine what that would do
today?
Well, I can see the Democrats' reaction.
So I actually brought
I'm now for a bit of a transition.
Because
I know about taxes being cut because everything's exploding.
I made a hat.
No, but see,
I'm going to be hiring all these black folks and have them run the company so I get the tax exemption. No, they get it too, but I get it too. No, I'm serious. I just had a genius moment out there. Cohen, I'm not getting it.
No, I get it. I see it.
No, but hearing Kanye, it's just brainstorm going.
We can bend a bit on this.
Let's listen to him.
Let's listen to him on this side, and we can learn how to be malleable in the infinite universe that we are, and the loving
exactly.
beings that we are.
And then have to stick 13% of the population is black.
We are
make them tax exempt. That'll raise all the country.
We are one country.
I want reparations.
In history and time.
This is what
I've been here before.
I'm not kidding.
But right now,
anybody
we live together. The greatest value
prove
that people have.
Their family. Their citizens.
And we need to stop working
if
on
you're African descent,
like
you get 10 years tax exempt.
Question. You're in the Oval Office.
Let's finish this.
How does it feel to be in the Oval Office?
Oh, it is good energy in this.
Isn't it good energy?
It's good energy.
It's a great place. Jim?
That's all Trump talks about. It's a little bit of energy.
Yeah. I truly
appreciate it.
Thank you, too.
You're so respected. And what Kanye's doing is...
All right, folks, we're out of time.
All over the world.
I'll cover this all tomorrow, 11 a.m. David, I'll cover it before that, 0 and a 3. Actually, I just had the epiphany. I'm calling for reparations right now.
Cut the taxes.
I think black Americans should have 10 years of no tax.
Quit.
I'm not just saying that. I mean that. This is, it's true. I'm now for reparations. I'm serious. We're going to launch anyone of African descent that's a citizen. Oh, my God. This is going to, let me tell you, this is going to change the whole world, Owen. God bless you.
Thank you.
This. Anybody that's black in America knows
good energy.
10 years.
Good energy.
pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill. So what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.